From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It is, of course, still a tragedy, and there are still numerous families grieving and trying to make sense of the bridge collapse in Minneapolis. But one thing has become clear today. There are far fewer victims than authorities first feared. The medical examiner confirms that there are 5 fatalities, and the sheriff says that there may be 7 people missing. Yesterday, 20 to 30 were thought to be trapped in the river or under debris. Meanwhile, investigators are looking for clues about what went wrong, and public officials are asking hard questions about warning signs that may have been missed. From Minneapolis, NPR's David Shaper begins our coverage.
Federal inspection records indicate the I-35W bridge was deemed structurally deficient back in 1990 because of corrosion, and over the years, inspectors found cracks. It was still rated as structurally deficient in 2005. But Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says state inspectors never reported glaring weaknesses that would warrant immediate action.
Experts that we rely on, technical experts and engineers, made some decisions about what needed to be done. They thought they were making an appropriate decision for their reasons, and now those decisions are going to have to be reviewed. The thing that I will remind everybody is that at no point did anybody say close the bridge or, you know, replace it immediately. The bridge was actually declared fit for service.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators have not yet pinpointed a cause for the bridge collapse, but are looking into the reports of structural deficiencies. Emergency inspections were conducted today of 3 similar bridges around the state, and Pawlenty says outside experts will independently critique the decisions made by Minnesota's Department of Transportation.
Obviously, if anyone from MnDOT would have said close the bridge or restrict it or immediately replace it, we would have taken action, but that's not what occurred.
I'm standing here at the bank of the Mississippi River, and they call this the Big Muddy for good reason. Even up here in Minnesota, the water is a dark and murky brownish green, and that's making the recovery effort very difficult. But Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek says there's good news to report today.
I'm happy to report this afternoon that this morning's activity has gone much better than expected in terms of our recovery operations, and that's great news.
Stanek says conditions improved greatly because the Army Corps of Engineers has been better able to control the flow of water from a dam just upriver of the collapsed bridge, reducing the swirling currents that hampered efforts yesterday. Captain Bill Chandler, a diving supervisor for the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department, says search conditions are still far from ideal, but they're coping.
We have very good, sophisticated side-scan sonar that has helped us very well to identify objects. Now, the divers pretty much is a braille method, as we call it. You're feeling through the muck to try to find it. We have underwater communication, so the divers are talking back and forth to the surface just like you're on a phone line.
Chandler says spotters watch the divers' bubbles on the surface to know exactly where they are and direct the divers to the vehicle.
They've got to feel their way in, find the object. They have to get up pretty much face-to-face to the license plate. They call that out to us, and then they go around the car and then in the car.
Sheriff Stanek says divers located 5 submerged vehicles this morning, and 4 were searched and cleared with no new bodies recovered. The death toll remains at 5, with as many as 7 people still missing. Stanek says authorities at first thought as many as 30 people might be trapped dead in the wreckage of the bridge. This morning, he reported the number of missing as 8, but one woman feared missing was located at her job. Stanek says the exact number of bodies they are searching for remains a mystery.
It's a terrible mess, quite honestly. We don't know how many cars were up on the bridge when it collapsed. We don't know how many victims were in the vehicles themselves.
First Lady Laura Bush visited the scene of the bridge collapse today and met with victims' families. President Bush will visit tomorrow. And several interfaith prayer services to remember the victims of the I-35W bridge collapse are taking place tonight and this weekend. David Shaper, NPR News, Minneapolis.